UAPs. The word bombshell is used all too often in politics and seems to be creeping into releases on UAP information. If it is going to be used, it should be sparingly and only for the most important information releases. Recently, Joe Rogan was all set to have UAP whistleblower David Grush in 2023, but Grush cancelled the interview because he feared for his safety. What does this show us? It probably is an announcement in a way that there are forces willing to do anything to keep their UAP secrets. The fact the interview didn't take place might have been an important announcement, which was just as important as what he might say. Jeremy Corbell released a video showing an object in the sky resembling a jellyfish. These types of objects have been seen a lot more lately. Could these jellyfish be some type of spacecraft, extraterrestrials, or something else? The jellyfish was over a United States Joint Operations base in Iraq. It moved over the base and then moved over the water. When it got over the water, it seemed to submerge. The government classified the jellyfish as a UAP. I guess calling it an alien would have been too much for the government, even if it was. Some people seem to have more credibility with the general public than others when they announce UAP sightings. Maybe one of the people with the least credibility with the public who might announce a sighting is a comedian. Unfortunately, Dan Aykroyd is one. I remember a sighting he announced many years ago. It was quite unusual because it was not of the traditional UAPs but of a car. He has said he saw this car with people in it just disappear as he watched it. He just started talking about a UAP he saw from his hotel window. He described it as being about 50 feet away and even with the 23rd floor of the hotel. The description went on. It was big and gray and he said it looked like a Macy's Day Parade balloon. Perhaps it was some sort of weather balloon and not a UAP at all. Jeremy Corbell put up another video of a UAP which seemed to be doing something strange. It was switching from black to white. It was flying over a military facility. The fact the colors, I say colors, but black and white are not primary colors at all, might indicate something else. When infrared pictures are taken, black is the lack of energy or heat. Could this have been some sort of exchange between energy which was intermittently being turned on and off? By the way, I don't know if this video was taken in the infrared or not. Avi Loeb is the Harvard physicist who has stated many times some of the asteroids could be alien probes, and he even arranged for a ship to go to an ocean asteroid crash site and gather the debris which he concluded was alien. I have been following what he says for a while, and he just came out in an interview saying we have been monitoring over 100,000 unusual objects in the sky. He went on to say it is possible we were visited in the past by extraterrestrials. Shades of the ancient alien theory. Then it happened. It was reported Avi Loeb said aliens can't reach Earth, the distances are too far. This completely discounts the idea of wormholes and also the fact the problems with distance could have been solved by an advanced space traveling race. A very strange looking UAP was reported floating in the sky above Orange in New South Wales. It had the odd shape of something long and thin, like a pencil without a point or eraser. When we talk about humanoid robots in space, it could be NASA who sends one out, or even another space technology country. NASA has been experimenting and improving the humanoid robot Valkyrie. It was designed to go into areas too dangerous for humans. Other companies are also building robots to go into space and they are rapidly improving. A humanoid robot may become a crew member a lot sooner than we suspect. A man is convinced he saw a UAP in the sky over Christchurch, New Zealand. An astronomer has come out saying it probably is a weather balloon. This is what annoys me. The astronomer has no idea what the man saw unless he knew a weather balloon was in the area, and he did not say he did. These kinds of comments are not constructive. I may have talked about this sighting before. If I did, I ask your forgiveness. A photographer was in his studio in Chicago when he saw something strange. It was a UAP that was in the sky, and not only was it changing colors, it looked like an alien face. To be more exact, it looked like the face of a grey alien. He noticed the UAP just as the sun was going down. The colors of the object were purple, gold and green. Politicians had an attitude when it used to come to questions about UAPs. I guess they didn't want to be associated with the subject. Much of that has changed. When former Governor Chris Christie was asked about UAPs, his answer was, "I get the UFO question. Come on, man. Now we are doing hearings in Congress on the subject. There are editorials appearing telling the whistleblowers to put out everything they know. I have sympathy for these people. It took a lot of guts for them to testify on the subject, and I am sure they made non-disclosure agreements. There is probably a point where they would be too scared to come out publicly with some of what they know and believe they will get hurt or worse. Not all UAPs seem to be equal. Some seem to have powers the others don't have. It has been said we recovered a UAP which could alter our reality. A famous attorney said he was told by a whistleblower something unbelievable. I am sure you Doctor Who fans will be weirded out by this. The whistleblower said the craft was bigger on the inside than on the outside. The lawyer was told the UAP had an outside diameter of about 30 feet, but when it was entered, it was as big as a football stadium. This also reminds me of the holodeck in Star Trek. The government in the United Kingdom had said it had a policy that UAPs were not dangerous and so they didn't monitor them. Well, guess what? This was found out to be baloney. A declassified document for that government was found and shows the UK government had created a special group to monitor all UAP activity in the skies.